If you're buying any kind of asset, if it's an apartment building, if it's a house, if it's a warehouse, it doesn't really matter what it is. Try to buy one that is the worst building, the worst property, and maybe everything else has a return.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
So I got shot at a property that I was walking, well, actually driving. Let me tell you the story. So we had an apartment complex under contract, and you got to do your due diligence. There's a long due diligence list when you buy an apartment building. If you want that list, go check out one of my other videos, a due diligence checklist, and I have a whole Excel form downloadable for you guys for free. It's everything that we do when we do a due diligence on an apartment building. It's pretty cool. Anyways, so one of the parts on the due diligence checklist is you need to drive the apartment building at night, right? You want to see what kind of area it is, right? You want to make sure it's a good area, you know, you're not getting shot at, right? You definitely want to go make sure it's not too dark. You want to drive to all the parking lots, all the parking spots. If you need some light, you go ahead and make a note and say, okay, here, we're going to need some lights because it's too dark. You don't want somebody coming home at midnight from the grocery store, from work, et cetera, and being really dark out there, right? It just doesn't feel very safe. Now, this apartment building was the worst apartment building in the nice, in a good part of town. So it was just the last apartment building that needed to be turned, right? That's very important. If you're buying any kind of asset, if it's an apartment building, if it's a house, if it's a warehouse, it doesn't really matter what it is. Try to buy one that is the worst building, the worst property, you know, on the block, right? And maybe everything else has already turned. It's already been remodeled, already been fixed. So we decided to drive this property at night. But let me give you back a little bit of a backstory. Earlier that day, we pretty much walked about a third of the units, right? So we walked a third of the units, and there was this one apartment building we walk into in the corner on the left. I remember a three bedroom. There weren't many three bedrooms. And we walk in there, and this guy was kind of rude, kind of just rude guy. You know, he was not very nice. We walked in there, looked around for a little bit, took a few pictures, and walked out. We were in there for maybe a minute to 2 minutes max. And he just wasn't very happy. Okay. So guess you'll know the rest of the story in a minute. So we go ahead and go back to the hotel. We get ready and we have dinner and we start driving around. I want to say it's about 11:30 at night. And we start driving the area, you know, the apartment building. We're driving by and I have my cell phone out and I am recording, right? And I'm just recording. I'm walking across, you know, and I'm recording as I'm driving with the window down and the phone sticking out. Okay. So, and you'll see a clip. As we're driving by, you can hear the guy saying, "Hey, what are you doing? Why are you recording me?" Right? And it sounded like he's drinking. If you hear closely, if you listen to the audio, it'll say, "Hey, why are you recording me?" Right? And we just kept going. And we just kept driving, and you hear my friend Casey in the background say, "Hey, that's the same guy that was having, you know, trouble with Ivan," right? Which was other person that was with us walking this apartment. Actually, it was one of my sons. He was walking their apartments with us, and him and that tenant, they kind of had a little, it wasn't a very nice conversation, right? He just wasn't nice. Anyways, so as we go past him, and he says, "Hey, why are you recording me?" And Casey's like, "Hey, isn't that the same guy that was fighting with Ivan?" All of a sudden, you hear a gunshot, right? And we're like, holy crap, right? That's where the video stops. So, yes, I got shot in an apartment building, and I have it on video. What happened next? Well, we called the security. Security's there. The guy got kicked out. And anyways, I should have probably asked for a discount on the apartment building. But, you know, I did not ask for a discount. So fast forward, you know, a year later, it's actually performing very well. We're super close on stabilizing the asset. It'll be about another 2 or 3 months. It'll be fully stable. That one right there was a great purchase. We bought it for about 5.4. We're going to put in around $3 million, be all in about 8.5. And the stabilized value is anywhere from $12.5 to $13 million. So that's not a bad project. Now, is it worth getting shot at? Probably not. If I would have known I was going to get shot, I would have not driven that property at night. I mean, definitely would have not. I would have made sure I would have had some kind of escort with me or something. But it was the worst apartment building. That owner was terrible. And you had some really bad tenants there. And now it's taken us about a year to turn that building around. And it's doing a lot better. So yes, I did get shot at a apartment complex. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator.
That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.